Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Meseches Shabbos Daf Beis. So the opening Mishnah discusses Yitzias Shabbos, the laws of Hotza'a on Shabbos, of removing things from one Rishus to another Rishus. And it gives this mashal, or this example, and there's a lot of reasons brought, maybe la halacha, maybe just an understanding of learning of why Dafka, the Mishnah, deals with the lashon of ani versus a baal bayis, but it helps us understand the case that the ani, right, it would depend on if the ani reaches into the baal bayis' house, grabs something and pulls it out, or if the baal bayis reaches out and puts something out there, if they do it together, and all sorts of different things. So there's a lot of mahalchim really on this specific Mishnah and Pnimius. You know, it could be that the baal bayis is Shabbos, the ani is the chol. The mahalchim I want to share here is based off a comment made by the Sefer Oneg Shabbos. The Sefer Oneg Shabbos is written by Rav Aaron Mizalachov. He's the one who wrote Keser Shem Tov. He wrote a parish on the Tefillah. He wrote a lot from the Baal Shem Tov. A lot of what we have in the Baal Shem Tov that was gathered through him. And he has a Sefer on Mishnah Shabbos. On Mishnah is called Oneg Shabbos. So he brings actually a few mahalchim in this. And one of the things he mentions is that this entire interaction is actually talking about the Hesoros for creating the world. And I'm going to kind of explain his words outside. So if you look at our Mishnah, the Mishnah quoted at the very top, we have the first two examples where the Ani is Chayiv and the Baal Bayis is Pater. That's going to be if the Ani is standing outside and he reaches in and then he puts something down, or he reaches in and he pulls something out. So that ani in that case is going to be chayev, meaning he did something, you know, wrong and it didn't work. And if the baal bayis is the one who's on the inside and he reaches out and he drops something, or he takes something from, or he takes something from within and brings it outside, so then in those cases the baal bayis is going to be chayev. And the cases where it's okay is going to be that if the ani reaches out his hand inside, and then when it's inside, the baal bayis is the one who takes it from it, or vice versa, so that's going to be putter. And if the baal bayis is the one who takes something out and puts it into the ani's hand. So when they're together, they're going to be putter, when they're working together, and when they're alone, they're going to be chayev. So there's a way to explain this on Pnimius, that in terms of, it's really telling us kind of the secret to Briyas HaOlam, that there's a world called Baal Bayis, and Hashem is obviously the Baal Bayis. Avram Avinu, famously when he found the Ribono Shel Olam, that just describes that he saw a Birud Olekes, he saw like a palace that was either well lit or burning, and he said, it can't be that there's, you know, no manhig for this. There has to be a manhig. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Bayis. The entire point of the Briya, of the creation, was that Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dira B'tachtonim, right, that Hashem was a mitaveh, that he desired to have a resting place, you know, in the lower world. It's the biggest kiddush Hashem is that the infinite Ribono Shel Olam can come down into the finite world. And that's really what our job is. That's why we do mitzvahs. That's why we're mitakein olam b'machlo shakai, that we're constantly trying to rectify the world and bring it to a better state of completion. And it becomes more and more merkava to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's a tosefes kishud. It's an additional adornment, and it's a big Kiddush Hashem and his Marva Kavod Shemayim. So the Mishnah is explaining, if the Ani is the one doing all the work, and the Ani is us down in this world, in the lower worlds, if we're doing all the work, which is known as Esarusa Dilatata, so that's going to be Aser. Meaning that's going to be, we're going to be Chayiv. It's not going to be, the world is not going to be Miskayim, because if we're not giving the Baal Bayis what he wants, right? If the Baal Bayis is not a part of the process, then there's no point. So if the Ani is the one doing all the, you know, they're reaching in to take tzedakah, or they're bringing stuff in and bringing to the Ribono Shel Olam, that's not meant to succeed. And so too, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if there's a Sarusa de la'ela, right? If the Ribono Shel Olam, if the Baal Bayis is doing all the work, that's not what Hashem wanted either. Hashem didn't want a Dira B'tachtonim where he sets up a, you know, builds himself a palace and walks in it. That's not what he wanted. He wanted the relationship. And that's why the last two examples of the Mishnah are examples of where they did it with the Hishtatvos, where they did it with a partnership. Because that's really our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's not a one-way street in either direction. Hashem's not just giving Shefa to us. Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem doesn't need to just give shefa to us. We can be malachim for that. Hashem gives shefa to malachim, gives them their shlichus. They do it. They receive from the Ribbono Shel Olam. They sing his praise. But we're not malachim who are omdim, who stand in one place. We're people. We're holchim. We go. We oscillate. We go back and forth. That's of a show of that we move closer and further in our relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's part of it. That sometimes we're going to be doing, you know, the hanacha. And sometimes we're not, right? Sometimes we're the ani, and we're going to be reaching into the Ribbono Shel Olam with Sarusa Dilatata, and Hashem's going to respond with the Sarusa Dilaila. He's going to take it out of our hands. Or sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam will start with the Sarusa Dilaila. He'll start the process and we'll reach out. But we as the Mekablim are going to take it. And this entire Mishnah could be viewed in a way of just teaching us such an important thing. And specifically the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, which we know Shabbos is the whole sof masav and machshava tchila, is the whole tachlis of the bria. That Shabbos really reflects the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shabbos malchusa, and Shabbos is the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The malchus is the palace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live in. It's the kingdom. That by us having a Shabbos, the whole world makes sense, and that's the, you know, the tachlis of everything is Shabbos. So Amir Tashem, through learning Maseches Shabbos, we can begin to have, you know, build this process of, you know, having a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whether sometimes it's going to start from us, Sarusa Dilatata, sometimes it's going to start from him, Sarusa Dilaila. Ultimately, Maseches Shabbos should be a chizik for us and can be a chizik for us in terms of that it's a two-way street. That we should understand that if it's just going one way, that's not something that's going to be the sky. Someone's chayav there. Someone's doing, you know, something they shouldn't be doing. But when it's a two-way street, we're going to be able to say that things are putter, that we'll be able to say that things can be misguided and things could last.